Wait, Aldi's, hi.
Hi, is it Whiskey a Go-Go?
Yes! The Whiskey a Go-Go opened on Sunset Boulevard on this date in 1963. What's your name?
Nadine Alcassim.
And you associate Whiskey a Go-Go, I guess, with what group?
Hold on a second.
Got to concur with someone here.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the Doors got their start there.
Okay.
Yeah, and many other groups as well. You've got four passes to see Jurassic Park at the 1995 Cinesphere Film Festival in Ontario Place.
Thank you.
Johnny Rivers recorded there, and here he is live at the Whiskey a Go-Go on the 60s at 6.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party and try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call. Boss Bunker took the message and he wrote it
all. Married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was an enery. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, stop.
I'm a eighth old man.
Great fun, great oldies, 10:50 chum. Can hardly wait for the patchy, freezing drizzle tonight. Let it hang out, baby. 6:49, here's Steppenwolf on the 60s. Chum, Steppenwolf on the 60s at 6. Sookie, Sookie. Hermans. I'm Enery the 8th. Before that, also the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself. Andy Kim, Shoot 'Em Up, Baby. Johnny Rivers, Memphis, live at the Whiskey a Go-Go. And Cupid from Sam Cooke. Nice going, Nadine Alcassim of Scarborough, got the passes to Jurassic Park playing at the 1995 Cinesphere Film Festival. 6:53 with Russ McLeod. That about wraps it for me. Thank you, everyone. Nice job, Evan Faintuck, my producer. Give yourself a pat on the back. Andy is set. He's in a trance. He's in the building, and he's just watching the clock, saying, let me in. Let me go. And a nice...
Best Rock and the abbreviated Rock and Roll Weekend from Tommy Lee of Motley Crue. He played a couple of his picks. He picked 3 songs. One of them was his own, but that was disqualified. The Russian judge did not dig that fact.
We condensed that particular feature tonight.
It's a very condensed feature, and of course we heard Led Zeppelin's Custard Pie and Heart-Shaped Box from Nirvana, 2 of the 3 songs. The other one was Uncle Jack from the latest Motley Crue album, but we had to...
Sadly, we had to eliminate it.
It was a very sad moment.
Put it out of its misery.
Much like this program. And that about does it for the show tonight. The answer to our trivia question...
We're good like that, Joe. This was a tough one, apparently. A lot of people had trouble getting this one. We finally got some winners, though. Where did Ozzy Osbourne bite the head off of a bat, a dead bat, this date in 1982? Where did that take place? The clue was Think Spuds, and the place was Des Moines, Iowa.
That does it for this evening's program. Once again, we have to say goodbye to our producer, Rob Mariconda, who sadly is leaving us. He's going to California, apparently getting into porn industry, but we don't know that for sure. Hopefully we'll check into that, and he'll get back to us as he's cruising around America.
His family's listening. Pay no attention to what Vendetta says. He makes all this stuff up, okay?
Absolutely not. But apparently Ron Jeremy is out, and Rob is in. So, wow. Rob, we're going to miss you. That's all I can really say at this point. He was a good kid.
He was good like that.
He was really good like that.
He was definitely good like that.
Yeah, so thanks, Rob, for coming by, and hopefully you'll have a good life. Take it easy. Don't call. Lose our number.
And welcome to our new producer, Jackson Boyd. The torch has been passed, and the building is on fire.
And that does it for tonight. Have a good weekend. Don't forget...